I was just an innocent Yankee boy, minding my own business. This guy named Bill Monroe came to town. We were gonna play at a place called Stowe, Vermont, the Stowe Fiddle Contest. And he said, Pete, you ought to come with me, I can hip you. Well, I decided to go ahead and get hipped. So we played in Boston, Bill Keith and Tex Logan. We came on up, all the way up to Stowe, Vermont, played up there. And it was really old fashioned in those days. People were making pottery and things. Quilting things and knitting bedclothes and things. And everybody had really cool furniture in their places, I remember that. Like really old stuff with rawhide seats and things like that. And the fireplaces were huge, and it was so cold and it was snowing. We all sat inside the fire, just kind of huddled around there. And I had a big iron cauldron, and in it was like a corn bone soup, and not clam chowder, nothing like that, no. It was good old bird and eye stew. And we ate up the stew, and we stayed up all night and picked, and then I went to Nashville with Bill. And well, we started out, you have to be a bluegrass boy, you got to sing a number on the Grand Ole Opry. And I did, and sang, I washed my hands in muddy water, but they wouldn't come clean. Bill chose that song for me for some reason. And next week he comes in and he kind of talked a little bit like this. He said, Pete, we're getting lots of calls and letters from the people out there. They really like your singing. And they say, you sound good. And they say, you sound a little bit like me, and that's not good. So he used to stand behind me and just sort of say, I thought very loudly, sing it like Pete Rowan. Tell him it's Pete Rowan singing. So, I mean, you know, Bill Monroe's the kind of guy who can get inside your head and then make you think you were Bill Monroe for a while, and that's not good. We drove this old bus we called the Bluegrass Breakdown, and it had belonged to Ernest Tubb, the Texas troubadour. And of course, Bill loved Ernest Tubb, but he pronounced it Ernest Tubbs. And I thought, wow, that's plural, man. That is really a compliment to be called a plural name. And So we were driving out of Nashville one night, and I was driving that bus, and we rode on. And after midnight, the old Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were stranded on the highway near a place called Horse Caves, Kentucky. Long around sunrise, I was standing outside the bus, looking over the mountains to the east at the beautiful sunrise. And here comes Bill off the bus. He kind of glides up to me, and he says those magic words, Pete Rowans. He called me plural. I didn't move. He said, listen good to this, and don't you ever forget it. And we wrote this song.